Aung San Suu Kyi was awarded the 1991 Nobel Peace Prize for her non-violent struggle for democracy and human rights. But now, as leader of Myanmar, she's facing international criticism for her long silence over the country's treatment of Rohingya Muslims. The United Nations has labelled the situation a textbook case of ethnic cleansing. The UN says more than 420,000 Rohingya have fled into neighbouring Bangladesh since August as a result of mass killings, rapes and villages being burnt in Rakhine State. Ms Suu Kyi's now responded to the criticism and says she's ordered the military to exercise restraint.
We condemn all human rights violations and unlawful violence. We are committed to the restoration of peace, stability and rule of law throughout the state. The security forces have been instructed to adhere strictly to the code of conduct in carrying out security operations, to exercise all due restraint, and to take full measures to avoid collateral damage and the harming of innocent civilians.
Ms Suu Kyi is not the first recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize to attract criticism, with a number of winners going on to either launch wars or escalate them. Israeli leader Menachem Begin ordered the invasion of Lebanon in 1982, 4 years after sharing the Nobel Peace Prize with Egypt's Anwar Sadat for their Camp David peace accord. Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat shared the 1994 prize with Israel's Yitzhak Rabin and Shimon Peres for the Oslo Accords.
It is history in the real meaning of the word.
But the accords have not brought a lasting settlement to the Arab-Israeli conflict, and Mr. Arafat later led the Palestinians during the Second Intifada, a violent uprising against Israeli occupation. Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev was awarded the prize in 1990 for his role in bringing the Cold War to a peaceful end. But in 1991, Mr. Gorbachev sent tanks to try to stop the independence of the Baltic countries. United States President Barack Obama won the award in 2009, just months after taking office. By the time he got to Oslo to collect the prize at the end of the year, he had ordered a tripling of US troop numbers in Afghanistan.
I would be remiss if I did not acknowledge the considerable controversy that your generous decision has generated. I'm responsible for the deployment of thousands of young Americans to battle in a distant land. And some will kill, and some will be killed. And so I come here with an acute sense of the costs of armed conflict.
Even saints haven't been spared criticism. Mother Teresa, who was canonized by Pope Francis last year, received the 1979 Nobel Peace Prize.
And I'm very happy to receive it in the name of the hungry, of the naked, of the homeless, of all those people who feel unwanted, unloved, uncared, thrown away of the society. People who have become a burden to the society and are shunned by everybody. In their name, I accept the award.
But British medical journal The Lancet criticised her in 1994 for offering neither diagnoses nor strong painkillers to dying patients in her Calcutta hospice. This year's recipient will be announced next week. Among the favourites are those associated with the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini, and former US Secretary of State John Kerry. Other possible contenders are Pope Francis, Syria's White Helmet Rescue Crews, the UN Refugee Agency UNHCR, and its High Commissioner Filippo Grandi. The UNHCR has already won the award twice.